My name's Dr. Phil Bevin. I am an independent writer and researcher. I'm interested in narrative theory and history. At the moment, I am really I'm investigating the history of British intelligence and the British Empire and the intelligence services, MI6 and all stuff like that. Which is why I've ended up going down the rabbit hole on these campaigns like Defend Our Juries and Just Stop Oil.
Right, well, Defend Our Juries is one of the most recent campaigns. There's been a whole series, Just Stop Oil, before that, Extinction Rebellion. And there were several people here in Bristol I know who were living in vehicles who were quite annoyed with Extinction Rebellion, saying that the new laws brought in the Criminal Justice Act by Priti Patel under Sunak and Johnson, they were affecting travellers really badly, saying that they can just have their homes confiscated by the police. And this was because of the long-term protests in central London, carried out by Extinction Rebellion. At least that's the excuse that was used. So it is quite true that if you have a sort of protest which seriously gets up the noses of the judiciary and everybody else, that it can be used as an excuse to bring in some pretty draconian measures which clamp down on human rights. But anyway, can you please go into this group, Defend Our Juries, who they are, what they've been doing, and why it is that you think that there may be something suspect about it?
Right, so Defend Our Juries it's part of a wider tendency, a wider group of groups, which are clustered around Just Stop Oil, like you've just mentioned, and spinning out of Extinction Rebellion. But actually, a lot of this kind of climate activism, and that's where Defend Our Juries started. They're currently running their Lift the Ban campaign. Which is supposedly to get Palestine Action deprescribed, which is Palestine Action, the protest group that has been targeting arms factories of Elbit Systems, and so their ostensive intent is to get Palestine Action deprescribed, but actually they come from the climate activist movement. And the climate activist movement actually has quite a long history in this country, in this in the 21st century, going back to before 2010. But a lot of the present people involved are their activism dates back to the 2010s and the immediate post-Occupy era. And Extinction Rebellion itself came out of the Occupy movement. And as well as Extinction Rebellion, coming out of the Occupy movement was this group called UK Uncut, which was protesting, as the name implies. It was protesting against cuts, and also did student protests against tuition fee rises. So these groups, they're basically they're this kind of civil disobedience groups, basically, and the Just Stop Oil and the Defend Our Juries are developments of them. Coming out of UK Uncut is also this group called Plan C, which is enmeshed in the climate activist movement as well. And it's Plan C is interesting because they are literally working with the CIA on the ground in Syria, extracting oil, but there's supposedly a green movement. So the northeastern Syrian occupation is described as kind of a green socialist project, and so you have people there, people here in the climate activist movement promoting that as well. So you have this whole range of different people who all came out of the Occupy movement, through the student protest movement, and through UK Uncut. And essentially, it's a lot of the same people who are now part of this Plan C grouping, which still exists, which is also part of Just Stop Oil and also part of Defend Our Juries. and defend our
Can I
juries
just
is.
interrupt you quickly there? Because
Yes.
one of the sides of this, which I find as an environmentalist myself, I think I call myself that as one of the people involved in the land rights group, The Land Is Ours, years ago. We were doing land occupations. The idea was, the idea is basically to take over bits of land which are being used by or owned by particularly bad landowners, so people like the Duke of Buccleuch, Westminster, people like this. To see these environmentalists creating a new energy policy, which, yes, it's got windmills and solar panels, which are actually not really the best way to use farmland, but they are now. It seems a much more profitable way to use farmland for farmers. But most importantly, what it's meant is an explosion in new nuclear power stations. So this seems to be of a side effect of these so-called environmentalists.
Well, it's not really as a kind of I'm talking about. It's not entirely about environment or environmentalism. Or if you look at the history of it, it's a whole range of different issues and civil disobedience and civil disruption that is actually has kind of come into this environmental activism. The environmentalist part of it has gone back a long way, but it is now kind of concretized around that. But there's geopolitics involved as well. So part of it, and I have traced this back actually as part of my research, the tendency here is so just stop oil. And so the people involved in Defend Our Juries, refocusing on that, many of them were involved in Just Stop Oil. And so, for example, Tim Crossland, who's the main spokesperson basically for Defend Our Juries, he came out of Just Stop Oil. And Just Stop Oil is funded by the Climate Emergency Fund. And one of the, well, that has a lot of NGO backers, including one of the Clinton foundations. But the one that I'm really interested in actually is it's the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. And the Rockefeller Brothers Fund and the Rockefellers have a long history in sponsoring, obviously, these what's called the Roundtable Movement, which is basically these geopolitical think tanks. And back in the 70s, they were also responsible for founding the Trilateral Commission, which I'm sure you've heard about. You probably know about the Trilateral Commission.
I certainly have. Yes.
Which is,
Yeah.
and the Trilateral Commission was one of the early adopters of the climate agenda, or at least kind of the precursor to the climate agenda. Basically, they were searching for a way after the oil and the Arab oil embargo against the United States in 1973. They were searching for a way of basically encouraging energy diversification so that nothing like that ever happened again. And that's basically how, and I've traced it back, that's basically why this climate change agenda took off, really took off in like the late 70s, 80s, and then into the 90s.
I want to just
So
say
there was a.
something about Defend Our Juries, though. I think for people that don't
Yes.
know much about them, this is a group which really started after there were changes in British law which enabled judges to prevent defendants giving evidence about the justifications, what they believed were the legal justifications for their actions. So this might be, for example, we have destroyed an aircraft. We've smashed it up with sledgehammers because this aircraft was being used or was about to be used to commit war crimes. So that those sorts of defences are being now prevented in British courts to prevent it to stop a greater crime. And so groups like Just Stop Oil, Extinction Rebellion were prevented from using these reasons to speak to a jury in court, which might mean. And so obviously they are going to be thinking, hey, just defend our juries. Let's let our juries hear this evidence, and the judges should not be able to to prevent it. So that's basically, I think, how the Defend Our Juries came into being, isn't it?
Yes, but it's important to remember there that that legislation and other increased police powers to tackle protests came out of Just Stop Oil, as did Defend Our Juries. So Defend Our Juries is reacting to a problem that was essentially created, or in part created, or the pretext for which was created by Just Stop Oil. But again, this isn't necessarily just about environmentalism, as I was suggesting. It's about geopolitics. So this is about a way of encouraging energy diversification, and sincerely, a move away from oil up to an extent for geopolitical considerations. And it is also a justification as well for targeting countries like Russia, which obviously rely heavily on oil exports. And there have been articles so there's an article by David Adler, who is the kind of the chair of Progressive International, which is another organization within the same orbit as Just Stop Oil and Defend Our Juries and the kind of these Hallam groups, basically saying that back in whenever it was that Bernie Sanders was last running for the US presidency, it was basically saying that he would be tough on Putin through green policy. So what you've got here is kind of a two-pronged thing, where these protest groups are, on the one hand, particularly with Just Stop Oil, they are in because they're unpopular and quite annoying, they are encouraging public support for restrictions on rights to protest, while they're also creating a narrative of the climate emergency, which is false, by the way, in the sense of let's take this idea of extinction. No mainstream scientist is talking about extinction as a result of climate change, but Just Stop Oil and Co. do. It's a complete false narrative, and so they're doing it to drum up support, and they're drumming up anger against these protests. Against protests, but also tacitly drumming up support for environmentally justified regime change operations elsewhere. And that's where this Plan C Syria project comes in, because there
Well,
is.
so how are they doing that? Where are they doing that? Saying that the climate justifies us basically toppling a government.
Well, I mentioned the article by. It was David Adler and Ben Judah. It was published in The Guardian and notably in the Kiev Post, where they link the Bernie Sanders's environmental policies to him being tough on Putin, because Putin relies on oil export, oil
And
and
you're
gas
saying they're doing
exports.
this sort of thing in Syria too?
Literally, this is the irony of it. So, Plan C, which is part of the same grouping or amalgamation of groups that make up the activist base for Just Stop Oil. So, they are working with the CIA in Syria, and the CIA there is extracting the oil for export to the United States. And their support for this project is under the pretext of ecology and environmentalism. So the Northeast Syria area is referred to on the left in this country. It's called Rahava, and it's supposed to be this green socialist paradise. It is, in fact, an oil occupation run by the CIA, and the people, some of the people there, some of the people who've been involved in that occupation have actually been recruited out of these environmentalist movements in the. In the West, and I've written about this as well, from the type of activist groups, a bit like Just Stop Oil, and Extinction Rebellion. So
Well,
it's all
look,
part of the same mix.
Yeah,
And
so
Defend Our Juries is part of this mix.
right. Well, so going back to Defend Our Juries, one of their most sort of biggest activities so far is with after the proscription of Palestine Action, they were getting hundreds of people into Parliament Square, holding up banners saying, "I condemn genocide. I support Palestine Action," or something along those lines. It was interesting that, people with placards saying, "I support genocide, I support Israel," were not being arrested at the same time, who were kind of counter protesters. I mean, that's where people may have seen Defend Our Juries. Can you give us a bit of an insight into some of the characters behind Defend Our Juries? Because it seems on the surface to be doing quite an important role in the pro-Palestine support campaign, trying to stop the production of weapons being used in genocide here in the UK.
Well, before I get into the people, I'd just like to address the point of it's doing useful work. Because actually, so far, like Just Stop Oil before it, Defend Our Juries have achieved nothing positive. All it has achieved is arrests. It hasn't actually produced any positive side effect for the pro-Palestine
Well, I
cause
would
whatsoever.
disagree with that because I think people in Palestine seeing this taking place in central London will be buoyed up, saying, "Well, actually, look at these people prepared to put their liberty on the line for us." So there's definitely been some positive effect.
Well, I should imagine the people in Palestine are probably more concerned about more immediate aspects than what people are doing in London. But there is an argument going around, which is false, that this has had some impact on the decision to block the government's attempt to prevent Palestine Action appealing to the High Court, when in fact that's entirely spurious. The decision made by the Court of Appeals was based on the legal point about correct process. So there has been nothing achieved through Defend Our Juries except for over 2,000 people being arrested under terrorism law, which is going to have a significant negative impact on their lives, potentially including even their ability to have a bank account.
Well, yeah, this is the nature of non-violent direct action and that sort of civil disobedience. That's just what it's like. But anyway, what about the personnel?
So the personnel you have, so you have Tim Crossland, who is a senior, former very senior government lawyer, who's been involved in the UK's and Commonwealth international cybercrime efforts. And then you also have Clive Dolphin, who's another spokesperson, who previously worked for Lockheed Martin, which is the biggest arms manufacturer in the world, and that's until very relatively recently. And there was some upset when a friend of mine pointed out his employment history among the Defend Our Juries people. In addition to that, and I think he is relevant. Is you have Roger Hallam, who was backed by Defend Our Juries early on, and actually originally, like I say, Defend Our Juries came out of the climate protest movement, and he is one of the people that they have supported. And actually, Tim Crossland came from Just Stop Oil originally, and Hallam has considerable links to the US national security apparatus via the NGO that funds Just Stop Oil. Whether or not it funds Defend Our Juries, I'm not sure. But Defend Our Juries was kind of launched concurrently with Just Stop Oil, and they're mutually supporting.
Well, I'm sure
So
Roger Hallam would say, "Well, I'll take money from anybody that wants to support my climate activism," wouldn't he?
well, yes, you might. But then, But when someone gives you money, they give you money for a reason, and it serves an agenda. So the organization that has given Roger Hallam's group's money is the Climate Emergency Fund. And I've recently found out that actually, rather than Hallam having contact with this guy called Trevor Nielsen, who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the CIA affiliated think tank, and who runs a company called Threat Pattern with former CIA operatives, is that he that so the decision to fund Just Stop Oil came after Trevor Nielsen met with Roger Hallam. Trevor Nielsen also formerly worked for the White House, and he's big in the kind of Clinton campaigns.
Well,
And the
couldn't it be
NGO.
simply this, Phil, that these people have kind of gone native? They've had enough of the control by governments, the hypocrisy by governments, and so they've gone native.
I mean, they still work with governments. They're still part of that the international security state apparatus. So they have obviously haven't gone native, and they haven't changed their minds. And so they are giving, but they are nevertheless giving these money to these climate groups, Roger Hallam's groups. You've also got so Hallam worked with a former colleague of mine, James Schneider, who's again I mentioned Progressive International earlier. That was funded initially by the Sanders Institute, which is the money that came from, which was funded by the money that came from Bernie Sanders's presidential campaigns. I mean, just Bernie Sanders's presidential campaigns got significant amount of money from the arms industry, and again, the Progressive International has been supportive of the occupation of northeastern Syria. So again, we're talking about geopolitics. So it's also worth mentioning, just again, going back to the fact that Defend Our Juries is built literally, it's campaigning against laws that were brought in thanks to the pretext provided by Just Stop Oil. And so it is, on the one hand, there is a activity abroad that this is kind of supporting and justifying in terms of what you would call imperialist activity. And on the other hand, you're getting at home, you're providing the justification for new anti-protest laws that are encouraging dissidents to get themselves arrested, and basically taken off the board when it comes to opposing actions by the state.
Wow, well, fascinating ideas, but I mean, what do you can you just give us an idea of what you think the purpose of all of this is and what's really going on? So we see these demonstrations on the TV. Some of us even may be joining in some of those demonstrations. What's really going on?
Well, I want to make a distinction between the kind of the climate protests and this kind of activism, this direct action or civil disobedience activism, and other forms of protest, because I'm talking about very specific groups here, and that is the it's Just Stop Oil, it's Assemble, Youth Demand, Defend Our Juries, which is a very specific cluster of groups centered around Roger Hallam and his activities. So this is, I'm not talking about protest in general necessarily, but what I am talking about is sentiment management is the kind of the technique it is called, and it is a way of getting people to react emotionally to a situation that leads them to behaving in a way that the powers that be want them to behave. And in this sense, and this is the point that I make in my article, is my view, my honest opinion, as it were, is that Defend Our Juries is actively encouraging dissident activists to get themselves arrested, anti-Zionist activists to get themselves arrested, to no good purpose. And that basically, and it's using this kind of emotional, these emotional techniques, this emotional manipulation to do that by, obviously you've got the prescription of Palestine Action, and it's motivating, but isn't this terrible? Isn't this awful? You've got to do something. We've got to do something. And people aren't thinking it through. And they're not thinking through the consequences of what's going to happen, but also to themselves personally, but also what their actions are likely to achieve. Because so far, all they've achieved is proven that the government actually can upscale the judicial process to process these people.
Well, you
And
know what
so.
you're saying, sentiment management or whatever, it reminds me of a video put out by Sam William. He's a YouTube blogger that kind of wanders around London looking at interesting places. He's a former fine arts student, and he talked about a recent demonstration that there was about ID cards, and how the demonstration slowly marched past New Scotland Yard, which of course has got these marvellous new facial recognition cameras,
Yes.
so that all of the people on the demonstration could be registered by the facial recognition cameras. And of course, none of them were, it seems, were wearing some face disguise, a balaclava or whatever. And so it does seem as if this there's almost a sort of attempt to register and kind of catalogue everybody who are dissenters here in Britain. So you may be right, Phil.
Well, there's also obviously accompanying this, and the same kind of network of people is that they're doing a huge data gathering campaign through these groups. But also, you've had initiatives like Don't Pay UK, which again was a Plan C thing, and a lot of the same people involved in that are involved in the Defend Our Juries stuff, which again was a big kind of data gathering campaign. But the kind of the point that I sort of want to drill down on here and really emphasize is that because of my research in kind of to the history of the British Empire and intelligence operations and that kind of thing, what this drive towards getting people arrested is it, and I said this in a video that I did recently for Right to Protest, which is a group that is kind of pushing back against the Defend Our Juries approach. And what I said was that Defend Our Juries in encouraging people to get arrested for the sake of getting arrested, it basically, in my view, makes them agent provocateurs. And it's a very traditional technique that has been used for decades, if not hundreds of years, by state powers to basically break the back of dissident movements. Or so, for example, in the case of the 1905 Russian Revolution, provoke opposition at a point in time that the state can deal with it. So in 1905, the revolution was provoked by Father Gapon, who did a march on for bread, and later turned out he was an agent provocateur working for the Tsar, and he was murdered because he was found out. But yes, but he was an agent provocateur, and he was intentionally stirring up trouble for the government so that they could act and put it down before it became a full-on revolution that would have toppled
I
the
mean,
institution of the
this is the
state.
sort of thing we saw in Egypt, actually,
Oh
around the
yeah, it's, I
same
mean, it's colour
time.
revolution. Yes, it's exactly that. Yes,
Well,
and
so in
that's
Egypt,
basically
they
the model
even
for this.
enabled a government led by the Muslim Brotherhood. I think it was Mohamed Morsi, then became president. And during that period, everybody was being watched and catalogued who was involved in that movement, involved in that government. And when it was overthrown, most of them, the most effective of them anyway, were then executed. And so, you know, this is a pretty scary technique. The idea is that fascists in charge, evil people in charge, want to provoke a reaction. So, I mean, what would you suggest though? Because That something has to be done, surely, to try to bring back the possibility of defendants actually using a greater crime, explaining a greater crime to a jury who might then acquit them.
Well, just to address the point of the Arab Spring, one of the kind of one of the big targets of that color revolution campaign was, of course, Syria. And as I've pointed out, who was involved in Syria? It's Plan C who were involved in the current climate protest and Defend Our Juries activism. So what we're looking at actually is it's not like a color revolution operation. It pretty much is that same thing. On the subject of what to do, my point on this kind of thing is always, well, doing nothing is in fact better than doing something that's counterproductive. So there are many, many things that you can do that are better than doing something that is counterproductive, like Defend Our
Well,
Juries
come
doing.
on. Look, I mean, you're cursing the darkness here, Phil. It's now your turn to light a lamp.
Well, yes, I'm about to get onto it actually. So, I mean, what you can do and not get arrested for doing it is, for example, campaign openly to challenge the 2000 Terrorism Act, on which all of this stuff basically is based, and the prescriptions, the idea of prescribed groups. What we have with Defend Our Juries is they are focusing very specifically on one prescribed group, and the result is they are not actually challenging the underlying legislation. And so you can lobby people, you can run campaigns. You can vote in elections and support people in elections on a platform, and politicians are still very worried about their seats, and they always will be. It may be that elections never change anything particularly significantly, but they can be a platform for ways raising awareness. And if you raise enough awareness amongst enough people, you will get change. What won't get you change is a small group of people being arrested and thrown in prison. And then, so they lose their voice. They lose their ability to talk about stuff with their friends and family, to promote ideas on social media, and that's really what we've got to do is we've got to look at the mechanism that is really allowing these prescriptions to happen and challenge that rather than focus on a specific prescribed group
Yeah,
and
well, this
getting
is like a
everybody arrested in the
pathologist.
process.
It's like a pathologist looking at an ill patient saying, "What's the actual cause of this? Let's address that rather than put a sticky plaster on the symptoms." Anyway, look, you've got 2 minutes remaining. Could you please tell us whether you think the Israelis, the Americans, or the British are really in charge of this Anglo-Zionist empire policy? And secondly, just let the listeners know whereabouts to find you, Phil.
Okay. Well, my view is that it's a mix, but it's basically the British, and that a lot of that comes down to land ownership, financial structures, and that kind of thing. It's very complex, and I can't really talk about it in 2 minutes. So, if you want to learn more, you can go to my Patreon account, which is www.patreon.com/c/a different narrative.
Okay, Phil Bevan, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Nice one, Phil. Yeah, so we've got about a minute and a half left on the end of there. Yeah, I just think it's fascinating what you're postulating here. And also, I've seen some other stuff around Defend Our Juries, which is probably a bit more extreme than what you're saying. Which, because you can see why some people are thinking what they're doing is a good thing. But
Oh,
no,
I
I mean,
mean,
you're making some very good points, and also your point at the end there about what people can do. Yeah, let's get rid of the whole
I
bloke.
think what I think is really tragic actually is that a lot of the people, obviously a lot of the people who are going and holding up sides, they are, and I should have said this actually, but they're very good, like very brave people. and their lives are being ruined to no good end. And this is why I'm doing it, really, is because, like, if I can stop even just one person from having their future taken away from them, then that's a good thing. But I mean, there's so much evidence that the people behind that, I mean, okay, so I'm not sure about where Defend Our Jury's money coming from, but it's run by the same people as Just Stop Oil, and I know for a fact that Just Stop Oil is being funded by effectively the CIA. Like that, the evidence is clear. There is no, in my view, there is no more reasonable, more logical explanation than that this is a psyop.